The Tiny Desk Concert has become a mainstay of internet music. Intimate concerts from well-known and obscure musicians performing at Bob Boylan's desk at NPR headquarters. And for the past several years, NPR has opened up the Tiny Desk Contest, asking musicians from around the country to submit videos performing at their own tiny desks. This year, one of those entrants was Carter Hudson, and he joins me now to talk about his submission. Carter, thanks for talking with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell me, how'd you first hear about Tiny Desk and the contest, and why'd you decide to submit this year?
Well, I heard about Tiny Desk, gosh, probably back in high school or something, just from watching different musicians on YouTube. And I didn't know about the contest until, I don't know, maybe back in February or something. A friend of mine had mentioned that they were having one. And then I think I saw it on Instagram or something like that.
And so the song you entered is called I Can't Hear You Anymore. What can you tell us about this particular song?
Yeah, so it's a song I recorded and released as a single at the end of February this year. It's a song that means a lot to me. It's about my grandmother. She died when I was 10, and it was that fall of 2018 that I realized I couldn't hear my grandma. I call her Nama. Couldn't hear her in my memory anymore. I could still see her, but for whatever reason, she came up in my memory, and I was grieving her at that time and just missing her. And then it was quite poignant as I realized, like, shoot, I don't remember what she sounds like. And it just, I think grief is this weird process that, at least for me, is certainly not linear. It ebbs and flows, and I don't know. Yeah, so it's a song sort of dedicated to her, about her.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to a bit of it.
Great.
So this is I Can't Hear You Anymore by Carter Hudson. Was an excerpt from I Can't Hear You Anymore by Carter Hudson, his submission to this year's Tiny Desk Contest. So Carter, we heard a little snippet of that song, and one of my favorite things about the Tiny Desk Contest is you also get to see everybody's like home sort of recording and desk area, sort of like the fun of seeing the tiny desk, and you're sort of in this. You're surrounded by guitars and musical equipment. I love it. So
thanks.
Tell us about your space and recording this song for the contest.
Well, so my friend Klaus is the one who shot the footage for me, and we had talked about kind of where we wanted to do it. We were thinking about maybe going, I don't know, to a spot like above the river for a scenic view, something that was kind of iconic Spokane, maybe going downtown. And then eventually just settled on, like, why don't we just do it in my room? Because that's where I make most of my music when I'm not performing. I like having my guitars out of their cases, just like putting, so I hang them on the walls or put them on on stands, because I like to have them out, and that often sort of inspires me to play more and write more and just like have them around. So yeah, it's a fun space, and I write at that desk often. It's actually my great grandpa's desk. It's a super old desk. I think it's like oak or something. Yeah, but just my room.
I also couldn't help but notice your 805 area code. So
what
brought you to Spokane, and how have you found the local music scene here?
Well, I love Spokane. I've been here for 6-ish years. moved up here in 2014. I went to Whitworth. Nice. So I studied music there and theology. Had a great experience. Loved it. And then I've been out of college now for a couple of years. And I really like the music scene here. I think over the last 10 or so months, I've tried to immerse myself more in the scene. It is, like, I guess, fairly small when you compare it to a city like Seattle or Portland or something, somewhere else in the Northwest. But it stands true in its own right. I think there's a lot of really talented musicians and just high quality people. And it's fun. I enjoy the fact that us musicians know each other. We respect each other. We like to play together. So I'll often sit in with other groups or have them come sit in with me. It kind of has that, it feels very Spokane in that it's not trying to be anything other than what it is, you know?
Yeah, that's a good
way
to
like.
Put it. Yeah. And so, I mean, the last couple months have obviously been a really strange time for everyone, but I think for musicians and performers in particularly who are used to, like you said, sitting in with each other and jamming and, you know, performing in front of groups of people. So have you found ways to continue making music and performing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say, I don't know, 3-ish months ago. It's hard to measure time for me right now.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like I heard a musician I like, he referenced measuring time in emotions. Like, he's like, yeah, that was about 10,000 emotions ago. Like,
yeah.
In this whole time of life. It's just a weird time. So I did Instagram Live for a little bit every week. I typically play Thursday nights at a bar called The Drinkery on Garland. I do the booking for them as well. So I decided, like, well, why not just try to reach an audience via social media and do the live kind of streaming thing. And that was good. I did that for, I don't know, maybe 6-7 weeks. But it's a weird space. I imagine other performers would relate, and you don't see your audience. And so that to me is, I don't know, it's just really hard to connect. And it's, So I stepped back from that and just have, really not performed in quite a while.
Yeah, totally.
I eagerly await trying to play shows again, even though I just think it's gonna be a weird sort of transition into that and what that looks like.
Well, Carter, we look forward to hearing and seeing you perform in the future sometime when we can get back. In the meantime, is there a place where folks can, other than the Tiny Desk video, can find some of your music?
Yeah, if you look me up on Instagram, Carter S. Hudson, you can see videos that I post on there of me playing, working on stuff. And then if you go to Spotify or Apple Music or any other streaming service and you just type in Carter Hudson, my single, which I submitted for the Tiny Desk contest, is on there. So those would be great places to check out.
Great.
And then once I am doing music again, you can come see me at the Drinkery on Garland Avenue or down at Zola.
Yeah. Well, Carter Hudson's submission to this year's NPR Tiny Desk contest is I Can't Hear You Anymore, which you can find on YouTube, and we'll have a link at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Carter, thanks for chatting with me.
Thanks so much, Chris. I appreciate it.